Andrei Kudrescu has his own special rhythm. Think about others that are part of our daily lives, tapping our desks with a pen, nodding to background music as we push a shopping cart, the thump of our hearts when our nerves kick up. Rhythms are all around us and inside us all the time. And today we're starting a series we're calling Rhythm Section. The idea is to explore how beats function in our minds and on our bodies, whether it's the 1-2-3 of a waltz or the measured rhythmic opening of a political speech. NPR's Franny Kelly kicks off our series with the uniting power of rhythm and the story behind the cadences that can get a group of people moving as one.
Think about all those Hollywood depictions of the American military. In almost every one, at some point, a bunch of guys will jog past the camera singing.
Mama and Papa were laying in bed.
Mama rolled over, this is what she said.
Mama rolled over, this is what she said.
I'll give me some.
I'll give me some.
This rhythm infiltrated the army in 1944.
A chant broke the stillness of the night. Upon investigation, it was found that a Negro soldier by the name of Willie Duckworth was chanting to build up the spirits of his weary comrades. It was not long before the infectious rhythm was spreading through the ranks.
That's a V-desk, one of the inspirational recordings made during World War II by the U.S. military and sent to troops overseas. And this is what Duckworth came up with.
Cut, hook, hip, hook, the heads are up, the chests are out, the arms are swinging and cadence count. Sound off.
1, 2.
Sound off.
3, 4.
Cadence count.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I want to be an airborne ranger, live that life, blood, guts, and danger.
Bobby Gearhart marched and ran to and called cadence in the Army for more than 9 years. He just got out this spring.
When I joined, I had no idea how anything worked. Everything was brand new. For me, hearing that first cadence the very first time was awesome because you always wanted to hear what the next verse was. So you always wanted to keep up so that you could hear the person calling the cadence so you knew what to say back to them.
The infectious appeal of cadences can motivate and coordinate people who might not have anything else in common, but they also do something more fundamental.
The main purpose that I was always taught with staying in step and keeping up with the cadence was that it would help your breathing and help your cardio if you could run and sing and manage your breath at the same time.
And cadences get a group of people doing that in unison. They rely on the call and response action of work songs, so they come from a long tradition.
Won't you ring, oh hammer?
Hammer ring.
Won't you ring, oh hammer?
Hammer ring.
Broke the hell out my hammer.
Hammer ring.
Richard Rath is an associate professor at the University of Hawaii and author of the book How Early America Sounded. He says slaves brought work songs here, and they developed to help deal with dangerous jobs.
Like pounding rice in a mortar and pestle, where one person has to scoop the rice out and two other people are pounding with big pestles. If somebody messes up, they get scrunched.
But a little deviation, lyrically or rhythmically, can make the cadence more interesting. Bobby Gearhart cites one cadence in particular.
I want to say it was in an Elvis Presley movie.
It was.
I got those up, two, three, four.
It's kind of off step, kind of in between a step, but once you have a group of people marching to that cadence, it puts a big smile on your face because it's a cadence that no one's calling around the rest of the base.
It's not the march-like 1-2 of the standard military cadence, it's syncopated. The emphasis is on the offbeat. And that can put a spring in a soldier's step or help a worker move faster. Richard Rath says syncopation and complex rhythms made music more useful to workers than the bosses realized. Say you're rowing a boat on a rice plantation and singing to pace yourself.
If you're rowing on the twos and the planter says speed up, you speed up the song and then row on the threes.
It's resistance through rhythm. Private Willie Duckworth, raised by his sharecropper grandparents in Jim Crow, Georgia, knew something about that. And the concept isn't foreign to Bobby Gearhart.
I had a couple of them that I'd always call because they kind of pushed the envelope of what we were allowed to call.
The aim of cadences is to control people, but they don't always work that way. Franny Kelly, NPR News.